Mardi Gras celebrations have been building for weeks now. Tomorrow is the grand finale, Fat Tuesday itself. Commentator Ed Cullen, a columnist at the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate, recalls when the celebration was a more localized affair.
When I was growing up in the northern part of the state, where the Baptists hold sway, Mardi Gras was considered a Catholic South Louisiana phenomenon. It's hard to say where South Louisiana ends and North Louisiana begins, but it's generally agreed that as one travels upriver from New Orleans, North Louisiana starts where a spoon will no longer stand in a cup of coffee. The Mardi Gras season begins on Twelfth Night, or 12 days after Christmas. In the old days, Mardi Gras was New Orleans and the little towns of South Louisiana, where people celebrated with parties, lavish balls, street dances, and lakes of beer from January 6 through Fat Tuesday. In rural South Louisiana towns like Mamou, Church Point, and Iota, masked riders on horseback visit designated homes and farms where they dance and carry on to win chickens, vegetables, and other ingredients for gumbo. In Baton Rouge, where I live, the Spanish town Mardi Gras parade lampoons politicians while pushing tastelessness to the limit. All this takes place in an old neighborhood where Louisiana's skyscraper capital looms like a tall, silver-plated cigarette lighter. Spanish Town was settled in the late 1700s by Canary Islanders. Current inhabitants include young professionals, retired people, college kids, and eccentrics, along with free-range dogs and cats. In the weeks leading up to Fat Tuesday, a wonderful silliness creeps over Baton Rouge. One afternoon, my wife and I were running errands when we saw the Spanish Town Precision Lawnmower Drill Team practicing in a parking lot. A few weeks ago, giant wooden cutouts of the Spanish Town mascot, the Pink Flamingo, appeared overnight in City Park Lake. There was a magnificent view of the flock from I-10 where the interstate crosses the lake. Revelers depicted in the epic Mardi Gras documentary, Girls Gone Wild, advertised relentlessly on late-night cable television, are blissfully ignorant of Mardi Gras traditions. Many of the young men in Girls Gone Wild are from the Midwest. They drive nonstop from Iowa, Wisconsin, Montana, to see nubile women lift T-shirts to expose their 20-something breasts. This breast-bearing started in the crowds of New Orleans to get men on floats to throw beads. In New Orleans, the cops turn their heads, slowly. Do it on the streets of Baton Rouge, and you're likely to hear a husband or mother yell, "Sue Louise, put those things away, you hear me?" We say down here that it's our French, Spanish, and Latin roots that make us go wild at Mardi Gras. Truth is, in a state beset by bizarre politics, hurricanes, drought followed by biblical rain, venomous snakes, and alligators, we need Mardi Gras to take the edge off. Fat Tuesday becomes Ash Wednesday. For the next 40 days, we atone for what we do the other 325. This horseback survey of Mardi Gras is submitted not for approval or condemnation. That's just the way it is in Bayou country. Down come the red and green of Christmas, up go the green, purple, and gold of Mardi Gras. Mes chers, laissez les bons temps rouler. Baby, let the good times roll.
Ed Cullen writes for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.